written about National Socialism, how to use it to inspire you in life, you cannot be a degenerate anymore. It's not allowed. You know, there's certain things that you can't do with a good conscience anymore once you become aware of these good principles. And exactly what they are, it's very hard to define, and it kind of becomes personal. But for me, it is striving to be a better person, all right? Objectively a better person all the time. And it's really hard. Sometimes you have bad periods in life where you don't give a shit about anything and you just want to give up. But you have to pick yourself up and then take a next step on that ladder to continuously improve yourself and become more stable in your personality. And something that I have noticed growing up is the increase of social disorders, mental disorders. Bipolar disorder is a very, and ADHD, but specifically bipolar disorder is very common in today's society. And I think it's a kind of schizophrenia for people, but it's also an imbalance in your brain when it comes to serotonin rushes. And the internet has made us addictive to stimulation. And people don't realize how dangerous this is. It's basically a 24-hour drug for people all the time to go on social media and check your accounts, your likes, your upcomings, as they say, your reposts, and posting pictures and getting reactions to it, all that simple stuff, all the way to destructive things like porn. I just watched this porn documentary that was posted on Nordfront the other day. And they were talking about, this is basically the extreme of manipulating your reward system in your brain. And it burns out your serotonin. And it means that your brain cannot create this happiness for simpler things. It needs the extreme and it needs more and more and more of it. But it goes all the way back to social media and gaming, for example, gaming. And the gaming industry has researched into this. And this is a tangent, but I believe that in order to improve yourself, you have to be aware of these things. And in modern times, I think the social media and the internet and destroying your reward system creates this bipolar disorder where you burn yourself out. You can spend 6 months not giving a shit about life, you know, and then all of a sudden you reboot, you know, you reload and then you get an explosion again and you get really high and you're above the clouds. I've seen this in a lot of people, and in modern times when it's become a badge of honor to have a disorder, people talk about their bipolar periods, you know, like, oh, I'm in this period now, I'm really happy. And then later, I'll be really sad because I know this, you know, they predict their own depression, you know, these people. So become a more stable person, become someone with self-confidence. And when you have self-confidence, that means you're going to have optics. You know, it comes with self-confidence.